It is 8:06, and speaking of hope, she sure provides it, she and her team. We're talking about Cookie Powell, the executive director at Dixon Family Services, kind enough to join us again. Cookie, good morning, my friend.
Good morning, John.
Great to have you on the show again. You've always been very kind and generous with your time when it comes to just explaining to folks out there in the community what Dixon Family Services is up to. I know you've got a fundraiser we want to talk about, but you guys are also involved in some other great activities too, like render assistance and helping folks get their COVID-19 vaccines.
Yes, that's two things that I wanted to make sure that I was able to talk to you about this morning. With the Solano County, the Children's Network, and Catholic Charities, we're helping renters and landlords get all caught up on past due rents that were caused by COVID-19. So we're urging people to just call us so that we can help them through the application process for that. The other project is in partnership with Solano Community Foundation, the Institute for Public Health, and Kaiser to provide education and outreach to encourage people to get their COVID-19 vaccinations.
That's right. The sooner we get folks vaccinated, the closer we get to that herd immunity we keep talking about, and the more we can get back to some kind of normalcy. I know folks can reach you through the website there, DixonFamilyServices.org, which is a great way just to go visit you and see what you're doing. But tell me more, too, about this very cool fundraiser. People have had to get creative, obviously, Cookie, with the pandemic from last year. You and I talked about it a lot last year, how to raise money during the pandemic. This is pretty cool. The first Drive and Dine event for Dixon Family Services. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's Friday, May 21st from 4 to 6:30 p.m. behind Dixon Family Services. And like you said, because this is our second year in a row that we can't do a comedy night because of COVID-19, so we've gotten on the drive-through train. It's like a trend right now. And so we're having a drive-through event. People can get a delicious meal, a tri-tip meal with pasta salad, beans, rolls, and cookies. And we're just seeing a lot of support and volunteers coming out of the woodwork to help us with this. So it's looking really good.
Excellent. We want more people to join into this fight, be a part of this thing, support Dixon Family Services, and like Cookie said, get a delicious meal as well. You can call Dixon Family Services, 707-678-0442. You can also visit their website, as I've said, at DixonFamilyServices.org. And Cookie, you guys are fairly present on social media as well, right? Folks can follow you on Facebook and get more details that way.
Go to the DFS Facebook page and click on our photos and events tabs, and you'll see everything you want to know about Drive and Dine for Dixon Family Services. Sorry, got tongue-tied.
It happens to me every day, doesn't it? That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And people can purchase tickets right up to the day of the event. We are selling them at the Dixon Tribune, the Dixon Florist, and Dixon Family Services. We've got dozens of great raffle prizes, and you can buy raffle tickets right up to the day of the drive-through also. So if you have any questions, give us a call, and we deliver tickets, and we'll pick up raffle prizes if you have some. The best part about participating in Drive and Dine is that you're helping us to help families struggling in our community right now.
Absolutely. It's a great way to give back. Again, the event's happening on Friday, May 21st, a week from this Friday. You can find out more at DixonFamilyServices.org.